This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, indicating a consultation note on patient, Vidya, first name is Vidya, V-I-D-Y-A, last name is Balasubramanian. Last name is Balasubramanian, B-A-L-A-S-U-B-R-A-M-A-N-I-A-N. First name Vidya, Vidya Balasubramanian. Date of birth 7/31/1976. Vidya is a 46-year-old female who came to our office on 8/19/22 with history of recurrent hives since July 4th period. As a matter of fact, she was on a cruise in Alaska and had COVID and subsequently developed hives. And ever since then, she's been having recurrent hives, which last for less than an hour period. Usually they are pruritic and erythematous and raised above the skin period. They can be anywhere on the arm, abdomen, or the waistline period. No facial hives period. There's no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, throat tightness, coughing, wheezing, or dizziness, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis period. She denies any history of fever or joint pains period. Generally, these hives are transient and disappear without any skin marks period. That would certainly suggest to me that this is not a vasculitis and just dermatographic type hives period. She does have a mild seasonal history of allergies, but no asthma period. She feels certain foods might be responsible for this problem, and as a matter of fact, she stopped number one nuts, number two dairy, number three gluten containing food, number four spinach, and number five tomato, number six soybeans period. She's not sure if not eating these food made any significant difference period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I saw her again on 8/26/22 for skin testing, period. As a matter of fact, during the last one week, she has been eating all the foods except spinach and wheat, and doesn't feel they are the cause of this problem. Period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 46-year-old who did not demonstrate any hives period. There was mild dermatographism period. However, she did have some hives a week ago, which looked like a few small patches of urticarial rash on her arm period. This was treated with Cetaphil and she did well period. By the way, she is exposed to dogs and guinea pigs at home, period. New paragraph, skin testing revealed a large reaction to ryegrass and a small reaction to guinea pig and dog, period. This is consistent with IgE-type allergic reactions, period. She did not demonstrate any reaction to any foods, period. Quite happy to hear that there are no obvious food allergies, period. my final recommendation number one, my final diagnosis number one, dermatographism, number two, recent episodes of urticaria, possibly not due to food allergies, number three, history of seasonal allergic rhinitis, and number four, positive reaction to ryegrass dogs and guinea pigs. My treatment plan, do food challenges with any food for about 3 days and then move on to next food period. I told her she probably will be okay with just about every food period. Number two, Claritin 10 milligram PRN if needed for any hives. Number three, follow-up 6 to 8 weeks period. Overall, I believe she should do quite well and hopefully should do quite well period. I also discussed with her avoidance to excess to grass pollens in late spring and early summer, and also avoid any excessive contact with guinea pig and dogs. Period. End of dictation on patient Vidya Subramaniam. Thank you.